Good morning and welcome to the first segment in the new year of 2022 of Empowerment for All. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. Blessings, blessings, blessings to everyone. We made it. Many people did not. My condolences and prayers to all of you who have lost loved ones that did make it to 2022. There is never a time frame for grief, but I ask that God give you the grace and the courage and the inspiration to move forward. He's got you. Today's segment, I'm going to talk to you about gaslighting. Ladies, I'm directing this towards you. Gaslighting men that you date. Oftentimes in life, we sit back and we say, well, wow, I'm sorry, or I didn't know that that happened, or can you believe this and that? Guess what? Life is reality. It's not fantasy. I want to share with you today. I'm going to take my guard down, which I already have done. I have a book published, and it's an autobiography written by me, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It walks you from the days of me being on the stages in the club to me giving it all up and saying, God, I love you, and I'm going to move forward. So today I'm going to let my guard down again and tell you about a gaslighting man that entered into my life. And it wasn't until God showed me a dream one night, and he said, my daughter, you're being gas lit. Pay attention. Wake up. And I had to sit up, get up, wash my face, brush my teeth, take a shower, and go into my prayer area. I have an area set aside in my home that I strictly just pray. And I do this daily. But sometimes I don't sit in that prayer area. I just pray as I'm going to and fro. And I pray because I get busy. And I just don't take that intimate time with God. I will tell you this. When you put God first, he will cause an interruption to make you come back to your prayer place. Because it is in your intimacy in your prayer place that you get the extra deposit that you need from God to carry you through what has happened to you, to carry you through the tests, trials, and storms. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. I thank you for the revelation and the continual dedication and love that you give to me to cover me and protect me, even when I know I didn't, even when I wasn't aware I needed it. Ladies, 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 if you ever encounter a gaslighting man, it may shock you, but don't allow it to destroy you. Hear me clearly. It may shock you, but please do not let it destroy you. God allowed you to go through that to teach you a lesson because he's preparing you for a bigger blessing. I guarantee it. My experience meeting this gaslighting man came really unexpectedly. I was in a place of business. He entered in to handle some business. I was done with my business. I was sitting and talking with an employee. And when he came in, very attractive, nice looking man, didn't have a wedding ring on his finger. But me being kind of timid and shy, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm kind of old fashioned. I believe if a man is interested, he should speak to you. Like I said, I'm old fashioned. Doesn't mean it's right. I'm just old fashioned. So in doing that, he initiated an open door for me to enter into conversation with him. And moving forward, we exchanged numbers, and about a week later, I'm going to say few days to a week later, we went out on a date and everything was great. And, you know, our chemistry I felt was really good and we clicked and things were growing and we were spending countless hours on the phone and conversation was good and everything seemed to be blossoming. And I said, wow, Lord, I said, you know, I really appreciate a friendship because I wasn't looking for a relationship. Then as things progressed and we continued to have great chemistry and then the intimacy began and, you know, it was good. And I said, well, Lord, wait a minute. I said, well, you know, I did ask you in due season for a good companion. And I would like to have someone to interact with like this. This is great. You know, we can continue to grow and go places and do things together, have great conversation, have good intimacy. And wow, you never know. Okay, this could be a man who's really serious. Well, ladies, boom, that didn't happen. Probably about 4 months into the association, he began to be cold, hot and cold. And I didn't understand why, because I said, well, I hadn't done anything. I've went above and beyond and, you know, been really kind and caring and supportive and, you know, just being a lady. So I don't know. And I didn't want to pry and I didn't want to, you know, be accusatory, because a lot of times people may be going through things that you are not aware of and they chose not to share. And that's okay. You can't take it personal. But then as time continued to progress and it was a continual pattern of the hot and coldness and things like that. And, you know, the phone calls got less, the intimacy pretty much got less and it just didn't feel right. And ladies, I will tell you about your intuition. It is not there to hurt you. It's there to help you. Don't ever doubt your intuition. So then moving forward, ladies, the reason why I'm going to tell you, don't let a gaslighting man destroy you, but let it lift you up and build you and encourage you to move on to a man who will love you and adore you and support you. So my intuition was right that there were other women and he just wasn't ready to be settled. And I actually seen him somewhere, and to this day, he'll never know where I seen him. And I seen him in the company of a woman. And I didn't say anything. I didn't say one word. Of course, I oftentimes drive many vehicles. And I said, God, I said, you know, I want to say something so bad, but it's not my place. And I said, I thank you for growth. Because many women, y'all know, we get emotional, we get attached. You would have jumped out the car. You would have said something. You probably would have acted a fool, but you can't do that. You have to maintain yourself, because I said to myself, this is not my husband. We have not said to each other we're officially dating. And I think the most gaslighting thing that I found out about him is when he told me, after all of this had transpired well down the road, well, I'm not really looking for a relationship, and you got the wrong man. And basically, you know, we can be friends and I can be your friend. I have any intimacy with you and we're cool. But here's the problem. The intimacy allowed his spirit to enter my spirit. And I will tell you, a spirit of destruction, a spirit of pain, a spirit of all these other women that he has connected with, all of that, ladies, is so vital that if you do not stay prayerful and know how to go into the place with God and do your spiritual cleansings of how that will transfer and stay with you and destroy you. But thank God, I'm in an advanced place in my life that I know how to pray, spiritually cleanse myself, and send those nasty spirits the hell away from me.
See, lady, gaslighting means this. A gaslight, which you already know, is a device used to ignite a gas stove. A gaslighting man has a device, which is his character, his mechanism, his trait of how he moves and woos you, and with his smooth tactics deceives you. It appears that you're doing something that he never had an intention for you to do. And that intention is this. His intention wasn't to date you and be serious with you. His intention was to get you in that place that you could be just a, oh, hey, I'm here, when they want to be bothered. But here's the growth when that happens to you. See, a gaslighting man will continue because you continue to string you along. But he's going to reassure you now. There's no relationship, and he's going to show you no phone calls. Phone calls are very bland and, you know, casual. No holiday interaction. And ladies, you all know how we feel about holidays. Most of us, even though we say we may not want someone, but holidays are intimate. They're personal. And if you have a male associate in your life, you would love to spend at least one holiday with them. But when a man shows you that he has no intentions and no liking for you, it hurt. But in the hurt comes the release. Release yourself from the situation. Release your pain from the situation. Because what you endure will not be what you will encounter. Hear me clearly. What you endure will not be what you encounter. Because God is going to give you greater, not less. And oftentimes, these men that are gaslighters may not even be aware that they're gaslighters. They have to come to a place. You can't bring them there before God because they don't even realize all the spirits that they've intertwined with the women that they continuously dealt with or women that they dealt with in the past is still lingering with them. And a lot of times it's not them wanting to treat you that way. It's those nasty spirits that are in them that are attacking you because they hate your light. See, a nasty spirit can always connect with another nasty spirit because they're nasty together. What I mean by nasty is I don't mean nasty sexually. I mean nasty acting, nasty treating people badly, nasty just wanting to get what they want to get from people and throw them in the trash. Selfishness. See, we can't use a cover and a mask to say, oh, we've been hurt. We all have been hurt. But we have to get to a place that we know better than we do better. But we apply doing better by treating people better. We apply by being forthcoming with our feelings about people. It's not hurtful to tell somebody, hey, I like you, but I'm not looking to build a relationship with you. I like you, but hey, I'm not in a place right now that I've healed. I like you and I would like to get to know you better. So let's grow and see where this goes. I like you, but I'm really shy and don't know how to come forward and express myself. Or better yet, I like you, but my intentions don't match what you're looking for. You don't have to go into detail. So that means if your intentions were to connect with that person to see what you could get from them, use them, or you saw a monetary gain that you thought was available for you, move on. But move on with grace and tact. Don't move on with bitterness and ugliness. And ladies, for that gaslighting man that you may have encountered, like I did, pray for them. This is your biggest test. Yes, you're angry. Yes, you're hurt. Yes, you're disappointed. But God, this is how you get your blessings from God. You pray for them. You say, Father, they know not what they do. Maybe they have encountered many spirits from previous women that they've dealt with and continuously drawing in more spirits from women that they're dealing with. But Father, as they open up the intimacy cavity and allow those spirits to enter into their body that have been tried, that have tried, and nasty, nasty, nasty spirits have attacked me coming from them. Father, I ask that you release me from these spirits. You release my body and free and clear me of any negativity. Father, I ask that you humbly have grace on them and allow them an eye opener. Allow them to be touched by your grace and your angels to come to you, bow down before you and ask you to help cleanse them, because they don't even know. They want to love. They want to move forward perhaps, but because they're so trapped in darkness and nasty spirits, they can't get free. They're in bondage. Set them free, Lord. Let them know they are loved like you love all of us. Their faults, their mishaps, their disturbances, the pain that they have brought to people, the things that they have done, the evil wishes that they've wished on people. God, free them. Free their soul. Help them, Lord. Deliver them. Set them free. Give them grace and mercy and peace like you've given me. In Jesus' name. It's simple. And you don't have to turn your back on them. You don't have to be nasty. Because in God's kingdom, you have to ask yourself, what would God do? For me, it was easy to pray for them and continuously show them love and kindness. Because once upon a time in my life, I was beyond a train wreck. I was a disaster. And God had grace and mercy on me. So now I have to return the grace and mercy to others. Doesn't mean I have to be intertwined and, you know, all wrapped up and tied up, but I have to show love. Because I know God has someone for me that really will love me and support me and be there for me. So ladies, let the hurt go. It's okay to cry. Let the pain go. It's okay to cry. Let your heart grieve. It's okay to cry. But when you release it, and you can see I'm still releasing, just know better is on the way. I hope this has encouraged you today. Stay motivated. Stay in prayer. And do not, ladies, do not close your door. Don't stop meeting people. Don't stop talking to people, because that's what the devil wants you to do. You are worthy. You are blessed. You are prosperous. You are healthy. You are stronger. And by going through this, this is preparing you for what God is going to give you, which is real love, real happiness, kindness, and support. I hope you have enjoyed this segment of Empowerment for All, the new segment kicking off the year of 2022. Mm-hmm. Once again, ladies, don't let a gaslighter destroy you. Pray for them. Embrace your future. It's better. Thank you for those who have bought my book previously, The Tragic Times of a Woman, an autobiography written by me, once again, available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Thank you for those who have supported and bought my t-shirts. The coronavirus, blessed, we all survived. Condolences to those who have lost loved ones from this horrible virus. So many good things you will endure when you learn that prayer, forgiveness, and God's grace is all you need. Into the next segment, I'm praying for you. Bye now.